Would you like to speak to your amendment? We're just going to be considering item four, the amendment.
Look, this some of this is spoken about in the report, like it exists, but it's not clear in the decision. And I think that this is another asset. I think that we need to be financially responsible. I think it's a great use of the building, but we need to know what we're up for. And I think that we need to have it as a condition of this decision. Thank you.
Councillor McRae, would you like to speak to the proposed amendment?
Yes, thank you. I did join this council to try and make a difference in regard to where money is spent, and that's my money as well as everyone else here to pay rates. My interest in this is what the cost will be to bring back the two squash courts that are apparently able to be brought back. So if we're going to be buying this building or leasing this building, you want to make a revenue income out of it, I think the squash courts are a good idea. We've got to weigh up the use against the cost as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Fletcher, do you have a question or...?
In relation to the amendment, when we look at point number three, it said it notes the agreement and any use of the property will be subject to a further decision of council. So I'm wondering whether that doesn't cover your point, Councillor Gillies.
I did think that as well, but I believe that we need to be very clear. I think that the amendment doesn't take anything away from the decision. It adds to it and reinforces it. Thank you.
I have a question for the CEO. CEO, is there anything in the proposed amendment that you would caution the council about?
No, I guess from my perspective, I would have included all that in point two and three anyway. So it just makes it clear. So it's not an extra imposition because we would have done all of that anyway if we were bringing a final decision back to council for council to do anything that resulted in council being responsible for or the Shire being responsible for that building in any way. So my intent was that all of that would be included in a viable business plan, and that point three, which relates to another decision of council being required before we progress beyond the stage of negotiations and into an actual agreement. So in my view, it doesn't put any additional burden on anything that we would have otherwise done anyway. So I'm happy with it to be there.
No conflicts. Thank you, CEO. Is there any objection to the proposed amendment? There being no objection, I'll put the motion, the amendment rather. All those in favour of the amendment? Thank you, councillors. So we now have a substantive motion with four matters. It was moved by Councillor Gillies and seconded by Councillor Redman. Councillor Gillies, would you like to speak to the substantive motion?
No, I think it's pretty clear. I'm pleased that the amendment was accepted, and it also guards us against having those 4 points. Whilst I hear what the CEO is saying, that those things would have come back to us. If this is a delayed project and for some reason we don't have the same CEO when it was happening, or and the council will change, we need to make sure that it's very clear for whoever is implementing the development of that asset. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. I'll put the vote. All those in favour? Thank you, councillors. That brings us to a close, so I'll close the meeting at 6:36. Thank you, councillors. Thank you, staff, directors, managers, minute takers. Thanks very much. Really appreciate it.
We need to come out.
Okay. Good evening.
Oh,
so we probably just need to go back a step.
Yeah, I've got to go back a step.
Because we need to come out from behind closed doors. Sorry, everybody.
Yeah, I just need one more motion.
We need to move a motion to come out from behind closed doors.
Councillor Redmond is... I've asked Councillor Redmond to move the motion.
Because I'm so good at this bit. I move that we come out from behind closed doors.
Councillor Boyle? Seconded. All those in favour? Thank you, councillors.
And then you just need to read the motion that was passed.
Yes, I shall.
Hang on.
So if you go up to the motion. Okay. That council authorises the chief executive officer to negotiate the relevant state government agencies and relevant ministers regarding the tenure and use of the property outlined in the body of this report. Request the CEO, Chief Executive Officer, to report back to Council regarding the outcome of negotiations as soon as practicable, together with a viable business plan for its use. Notes that any agreement with the state government regarding use of the property will be subject to a further decision of Council. And four, that any proposal to acquire, lease or otherwise accept a responsibility for the property be brought back to council accompanied by a detailed business case, condition assessment, governance model, finance analysis and risk assessment prior to any commitment being made. And the result was carried unanimously. So I'll now close the meeting at 6:38. Thank you again.